You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, the pastor at St. Mary Parish in Evanston.
That's the first time you had to say that, isn't it?
About the third time, it's a wonderful community at St. Mary in Evanston. They've made me feel very welcomed, and I certainly miss the people of St. Mary the Woods.
And you've been there for almost 3 weeks now.
Correct, and I just moved into the rectory last
Tuesday.
That's longer
than the last assignment where they threw you out after two.
That's right.
It's a record, Sister Madge.
After 2 weeks.
If he makes it till Monday,
set a record.
We're uncharted waters.
Hope I get to my installation this time.
That's right.
And no, St. Mary of the Woods was wonderful in the Edgebrook area of Wildwood, and now pastor at St. Mary in Evanston, the community right north of here, and co-host Wayne Magyars, Vice President and Chief of Staff of Loyola University. How are you doing today, Wayne?
Excellent. Nice to see you. It's going to be warm today. It's going to be hot. 105, they say.
Yeah, they said talking the warmest day of the year, 95 temperature and with humidity.
Probably not too good for bird watching, I would imagine, huh?
Even the birds are hiding.
Yeah. That's right.
I know that weather like this, please check in on
Sister Madge, do you know that Father
neighbors.
Greg is an avid bird watcher?
Oh, no. I'm learning something all the time.
And actually, he's dragged me on a couple of escapades to watch birds. In one occasion, it was 115 where we were, and we're walking through this open cornfield looking around, and he's making these noises that are allegedly there to attract birds.
They are.
And he said,
it's called pitching.
He said, there's no birds today. I said, it's 115. He said, do you think that's the reason why?
Good thinking.
You only went bird to watch with me to humor me.
Exactly.
You could care less.
Exactly.
Time in Chicago, 9:02 on this very hot day. Today is the type of day, please check in on a neighbor with 105 THI. I remember back in 1995, about this time of year, where the THI got up to 122 degrees. The next day was 118. And that was that terrible summer, which about 700 people died within apartments. And the thing that saddened me most, about 600 of them, not one human being claimed to be my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, a good friend. No one. So please check in on a neighbor on a day like this. Our Catholic Community of Faith broadcast today is a show about sharing the good news near and far using both very old and very new methods. This morning, we will talk about supporting missionaries through giving to mission appeals in our parishes, and we'll meet a priest via the phone from Rhode Island who is evangelizing using his very own iPhone application. But with us in studio, Sister Madge Karecki, Director of the Archdiocese's Office of Mission Education and Animation, which we will get to that word animation shortly, and we have with us by phone Father Ron Lewinsky, pastor of St. Mary of the Annunciation in Mundelein, and Father Ron was a guest on radio, I think it was about a week ago, if I'm not mistaken, so he's back by popular demand. And Greg Darr, Regional Director for Mary Knoll Lay Missionaries. So good morning to Sister Madge, Father Ron, and Greg. Welcome to the program this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
Sister Madge, let's start with you. We were talking before we went on the air this morning about the title of your office, Mission Education and Animation. Where did the word animation come from?
The animation word came from what is talked about in missiology about giving life, not only announcing or proclaiming Christ in our lives, but also in sharing Christ to animate others, to bring life to them in Christ so that they too can live out mission in their own lives.
And that's really what mission work is all about. Talk a little bit about in your role that you've held now for just about 2 years, what the kind of the landscape and maybe a little bit of the history of not only the mission appeal process throughout the Catholic Church, but the state of missions today, mission work, mission ministries.
Well, there's been a lot of change in how we understand mission, first of all. We saw mission in terms of foreign mission, some people going to other countries, other peoples, other cultures, learning other languages, and that is indeed a part of what mission is about. But it also has to do with realizing our baptismal responsibility to be on mission here, wherever we're at.
And then Father Ron Lewinsky, pastor of St. Mary of the Annunciation, Mundelein, how do you connect with the whole sense of mission as a pastor in the Archdiocese of Chicago?
Well, I think there's two ways, Greg. First of all, it's a matter of the pastor realizing that he's a missionary to begin with. Mm-hmm. And I think especially in these times, there are more and more people who are only loosely connected to the church. They may have been baptized. They may be unevangelized. There's also a lot of people out there who really are searching for meaning and hope in their lives, and they're not sure where to go. So I think that pastors have to, first of all, begin seeing themselves as a missionary, not just a caretaker of a church that's all put together. And that demands, I think, some creativity and really a mission attitude. And then I think finding ways in the parish, certainly through preaching and teaching, but like, for instance, through the RCIA, as we initiate new Catholics into the church, if we're not giving them a good sense of mission, then we're not really doing our job. And the same thing with our children, beginning at an early age in our Catholic schools and our religious education programs. We've really got to begin to get across that what we've received as gift, we really have to give as gift.
You know, one thing I think you're saying, Ron, that's very important with all those points is that, as a brother pastor, the need to take care of the community within the community, but always seeking ways outside the community, both the archdiocese, but then going way beyond the boundaries to the wider world.
That's right.
Greg, I think most of us probably, when we hear the word missionary, we think of a priest going, as Sister Maid said earlier, a priest or a sister or a brother or some ordained person going away to do work that is needed in that part of the world that is really starving for assistance, starving for faith buildup. How does your work as the director of lay missionaries? Tell us a little bit about how you plug in the laity into all of this.
Well, first of all, just to make a very quick correction, I'm the regional director for our Maryknoll Fathers and Brothers Mission Promotion Office in the Midwest in Chicago. But I served as a Maryknoll lay missionary in Kenya and continue to do my best to represent the laity and mission, even as much of my mission promotion work serves specifically the work of our priests and brothers overseas. Okay. But I think, yes, that is one of the things that has been a change in perspective over the last generation or so, is that, and as Sister Madge had pointed out, a change in understanding of mission, that we, all of us, priest, brother, sister, and layperson, are called by virtue of our baptism to mission service. And as the laity have come to an awareness of their essential baptismal call to mission, many have responded, and they have discerned a call to live and serve not only overseas, but also as missionaries here in this country, across cultures, across social divides. And so I think that profound understanding or change of understanding of our essential baptismal call to mission has helped fuel that movement of laity into mission service.
Sister Madge, help me make a distinction here. When we talk about responsibility to be local missionaries. You've mentioned it, Father Ron, and so has Greg mentioned it. How is that different from evangelization, or is it?
Well, evangelization is really one form of doing mission or being on mission, and that's evangelization is proclamation. But in his encyclical on mission, John Paul II said the primary way to be on mission is to give witness, the witness of our lives. He, in fact, says the world, the people today don't want to hear more words. They want to see mission lived. And that's where everybody is called to be on mission.
I think even along those lines, Sister Madge, some years ago, it's supposedly a true story, maybe it's not, but a fourth grade teacher leaves the classroom. It's break time. And when she comes back, there's a note on her desk from one of the fourth graders that says, to the teacher, if you feel okay, please notify your face. And
yes.
I think it was written anonymously. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950. Time is exactly 9:10 on this very hot, hot Friday morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majars and our guests, Sister Madge Karecki, Father Ron Lewinsky, and Greg Darr. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
Catholic Charities' 13th Annual Golf Invitational will be held this year on July 28th at Cog Hill in Lamont, Illinois. This year, more than 500 golfers will have the opportunity to play on all four courses. Contest holes will be spread throughout the day to challenge players, including a contest to outdrive Sister Marianne Dosen, a nun with a great swing, and chances to meet celebrities including former Blackhawks legend Stan Mikita. This year, more than ever, families are turning to Catholic Charities in their time of need. Your participation can help a family prevent homelessness after losing a job or feed their family if they're having trouble making ends meet. All proceeds go to benefit Catholic Charities Family Services programs. Book your foursome today by calling 312-948-6797. That's 312-948-6797. For more information, visit www.catholiccharities.net/golf. That's www.catholiccharities.net/golf.
Calling all youth entering grades 7 through 12 this fall, come out to our annual Camp Totus Tuus on Monday, August 2nd at Maryville Academy in Des Plaines. Join other young people for a day of fun, discussion, prayer, and mass. Meet with seminarians, priests, religious sisters, and our fantastic Totus Tuus teachers, and experience Jesus in the sacraments. Don't miss this exciting day where you can spend some time thinking about what God has in mind for you now and in the future. Get a registration form at www.totustuuschicago.com or call Pat Pacer at the Vocations Office at 312-534-2587. That's 312-534-2587. I hope to see you there.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 912 in the morning. Wayne Majars and Father Greg Sackwitz talking in our first couple of segments of the show this morning about missionary work, both abroad and our responsibility really as Catholics and non-Catholics as well to really live mission and what that means for us here, for the local church and for the international church as well. Sister Madge Karecki is with us, Father Ron Lewinsky and Greg Darr. Greg, I want to maybe start with you on this segment of the program as the Regional Director for Maryknoll Fathers and Brothers Missionaries. I would imagine that if we look globally at the need for missionary work throughout the Catholic Church, that there's probably more demand, if you will, than there is supply. How do you balance that in your role, and how does an organization like the Maryknolls, who I understand are going to be celebrating 100 years next year, really begin to try to find where the most immediate needs are and then try to meet them?
Wow, well, that's the $10,000 question, and that's a tremendous need, and the challenges that we face as Maryknollers is, of course, with the limited number of personnel that we have, is to find opportunities to collaborate, to look beyond ourselves as Maryknollers, and to work closely with our diocesan mission offices, to work closely with other religious communities in mission, other Catholic organizations in mission, such as CRS, Caritas, which do tremendous work overseas. And so it's by approaching mission in a collaborative spirit, a spirit of solidarity, that we can take the limited means that we have as missionaries and help extend them further. And another essential dimension of it, too, is to communicate not only the need that there is in the world, and there is a tremendous need, but through these mission appeals that we do, particularly in these summer months, is to communicate the joy of mission. That there is a tremendous conversion experience that happens in the heart of missionaries when they encounter the poor. And so our aim is, even as we respond to the world's need, is to communicate the joy of that service to people back home here in the United States to help animate their response to mission.
You know, and, go ahead, Wayne.
And that's an interesting dimension, Greg, about the especially the collaborative piece, because I think in many of our minds, the idea of missionary is someone is sent, and then at some point in time, they move on to somewhere else. So the dimension of identifying collaborators that will carry on the work once the Marinoles or any other organization leaves is a dimension that I think many of us probably don't appreciate as far as the work of missions are concerned. Would you agree, Sister Marge?
I think so, and we forget that one of the aims of mission is to build up the local church wherever it is so that we're not creating relationships of dependence on us, but that we build up what the Pope, what we're talking about in the church as real communion. And that flows out of how do we collaborate with
you know,
others.
Even along those lines, you know, Gregor used a great word. The word is joy. I remember I spent five 1 week shots after Easter when I was an associate pastor at St. Mary of the Woods, and Jim O'Malley would lead a group down to Cranks Creek, Kentucky, mm-hmm. in the very far eastern part of Kentucky. I forgot, Harlan County. And I thought to myself, when I go there, I'm going to be helping these people and serving these people. But I can honestly say, in the word you use, Greg, joy, I received more from these people than I was ever able to give in their lives, that they taught me so much. So when we talk about mission and being missionary, it's not only what I bring, it's what they bring for us. Father Ron, would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely, and I think, you know, this is really a Catholic thing. I think there's something wonderful that people find great satisfaction in knowing that they're part of something bigger than just their parish. In my own parish, hanging at the back of the church over the baptismal font are three tapestries from Africa, and they're very noticeably African design and artwork. And I had a father tell me very beautifully, he said, you know, I love those tapestries, he says, because when I walk out of the church with my child, I always point to them with my little boy and say, okay, now you remember, our Catholic faith and what we believe in goes beyond our little town here. It includes the whole world. And I think it's that sense of belonging. And so when we pray in the Eucharistic prayer, you know, we pray for the peace and salvation of all the world, all of a sudden it becomes more real, and we feel that solidarity with Catholics all over the world, and we gain a lot from that.
And that's a great transition because, Sister Madge, not only do you head the Archdiocesan Office of Mission, Education, and Animation, but you have been a missionary, and you were in Africa for a long time.
I spent 21 years in South Africa, and I really had a great sense of what Greg and what Father Ron are saying, this joy, this sense of belonging to something beyond myself. And in that, all the things I'd learned, I mean, it was a tremendous learning experience.
What was the biggest surprise, though? And I'm sure you probably had some idea of what it was going to be like going to Africa and doing your mission work. But after reflecting back on it and spending so much time there, what would you say was the biggest surprise for you?
The biggest surprise for me was that people were just so open. I mean, I experienced no resistance. Hmm. But my stance was, and I had learned this before, that you come as a learner, you come as a listener. Yes, you have something to share, but you've got to build up relationships first.
What years were you there?
I was there from 1984 till 2005.
Do you ever think about going back?
Yes, and I am going back in 2012 to do some special work with Poor Clares.
Okay, but that's going to be just a short term back in South Africa.
Absolutely.
We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950. By the way, our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. I'm Father Greg Sackrist along with Wayne Majars and our guest, Sister Madge Karecki, Father Ron Lewinsky, Greg Darr. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break, and do not touch that dial.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Traveling this summer? Then stay connected to your church while you travel by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Myers Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your communities.
And welcome back into the program, 9:21 on a Friday morning in Chicago, Catholic Community of Faith, Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. Wayne Majars and Father Greg Sackwitz. Sister Madge Korecki is with us, Father Ron Lewinsky and Greg Dar talking missions this morning, the first portion of our program. And the telephone number, if you'd like to join in with us, is 312-255-8408.
I'm looking here at the newsletter put out by Sister Madge Korecki, and I like this little quote here. We don't have to travel at all. The question was, how far do we have to travel to be missionary? Don't have to travel at all. Mission is defined by how we live and what we do, not where we go. Be a missionary right where you are. I like that.
Good.
But a question I do have for you, Sister Madge, is what is the purpose of a mission appeal, and what is the benefit or benefits of a mission appeal, which I also want to ask that of Father Ron Lewinsky, the benefit as a, for a parish. So give that a shot, Madge.
Okay, I'll do my best here. Mission appeals are part of what is called the Missionary Cooperation Plan, and that comes to us from the Pontifical Mission Societies. So it's not something that just happens here in Chicago or in the U.S. This is happening all over the world. And the idea is that missionaries come and share their experiences with us in our parishes. They do that to garner support, obviously, but they also encourage people to pray for the mission so that they grow in their missionary sense. And then thirdly, to really call people to realize their own missionary vocation by reason of baptism. It also, mission appeals help us to get a sense of the wider church and the kind of solidarity that Father Ron was talking about. This is the time for it. Here we have a sense. We have a person before us. We're hearing, we're learning concretely of what is happening in the church in other parts of the world.
And Father Ron Lewinsky, as a pastor, what are the benefits for your parish when it comes to a mission appeal? You did mention earlier the tapestries that Father says to his, you know, little boy, the need beyond our boundaries. But what have you seen as a pastor regarding benefits?
Well, I think, first of all, Greg, a mission appeal often enough taps into something which I believe is a very genuine desire on the part of our people to want to get involved with the larger church, to be of help. And I think sometimes I know that as a preacher, you know, we keep talking about, you know, mission, and we should share our gifts, good stewardship, beyond our doorstep, and so forth. But unless we give a very concrete example and a channel for that, I don't think people know what to do with it. The other thing, though, that I've heard from people after we've had these experiences of listening to a missionary and their experiences is that people do begin to ask the question, what should we be doing at home? And one of the delights I've heard just very recently of our last mission appeal, I had a couple parents saying, well, gee, isn't the home really the mission school? You know, it's like, well, yeah, that's where it starts. Yeah, that how does a family begin to share its love and resources, its faith and values to really raise up new missionaries out of their children? So I think it has those kind of things. But I think we preachers and teachers and catechists have to articulate that or help them to see that, reflect upon what did we just hear. So that maybe in that mission appeal, there needs to be the following week some sort of mystagogy on what did we hear and what does it mean for us.
Greg, the idea of collaboration has been surfaced a couple times this morning on how important it is for missionaries to make connections where they do their work and to be sure that their mission work really lives on beyond their physical presence. There's a lot of need out there. We talked about that earlier. But as you do your work with the Marinoles, what do you see in your crystal ball for the future? Sister Madge and Father Greg and I were talking during the break that there's probably a growing need to eventually look to China, probably a lot of other parts of the world as well. What do you see from your vantage point?
Yes. In fact, it's funny you raised the issue of China because I was listening to a radio program yesterday indicating there are 100 million Christians in China right now, making it one of the largest churches in our world. And so, granted, there's a tremendous need, but what we're witnessing to is the flowering of our mission work, the tremendous outpouring of the faith in countries around the world, empowering these churches to eventually become missionary themselves. In fact, they are missionary themselves. And one of the unique founding roles of Marinole, even 100 years ago, as Sister Madge had pointed out, is to build up the local church, to build up the church in such a way that it's not just Europe, it's not just our Western societies that are sending forth missionaries. It is countries like China, the Philippines, India, Korea, Kenya, Nigeria. And so what we're witnessing is this incredible transformation of our church as a global church, where there are missionaries going back and forth around the world and even coming here and serving here in Chicago and our communities. And that's one of the adjustments that we need to make as a faith community in Chicago, is to recognize our need to be missioned to.
You know, Sister Madge, you mentioned earlier about the need for people to pray for financial support. I mean, we all know that we are presently living in a very difficult economic situation in our country. I take it back, you know, worldwide. Have you found, are people being more generous, less generous? Are collections about the same? Just the one aspect of the financial support, not asking people to pray, which of course we do, but how has it been the response in parishes in these very hard economic times?
So far, in the results from the current mission appeals being done, we've gotten good responses. And I think it's always contingent upon the passion with which a visiting missionary tells the story of mission, and it moves us. And really, sharing is part of our responsibility. We saw that in the Bible, in Paul asking for help for the Jerusalem community. So this is not something new, but we have to really develop more and more that sense of sharing. And that's why it's important also in schools.
You know, I've talked to people who have been involved with development. They say in hard economic times, people tend to give the same amount to their favorite places,
yes,
like missions or whatever that may be, and as hard as it may be, people tend to keep giving in good times and in hard times.
You know, it's hearing so many missionary speakers in parishes over the years, you hear the words, you can feel the passion in many cases, It's almost like, you know, sometimes I've been listening and you want to stand up and say, now show me some pictures, show me a slideshow, and let me really roll up my sleeves and get into this, because you're right. The message and the revelation to some, I would imagine, that and the reminder that we're a universal church, and that there's work going on in areas that we don't even think about as part of our Catholic faith, is a dimension that is often ignored and unappreciated. And I think that's the challenge for all of us, is to raise the level of consciousness for all of that. We are talking missions. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. It's 9:30 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Father Cusick.
Hey, Dr. Kate DeVries.
Do you think all of our listeners have heard about Theology on Tap's 30th anniversary celebrations?
Let's tell them. Theology on Tap is a summer speaker and discussion series aimed at people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. It's been serving the finest of theology speakers in conversation for 30 years.
That's a lot to celebrate. This year we begin July 11th and go until August 6th with some wonderful speakers and topics.
And then on Sunday, August 8th, Cardinal George is celebrating Mass at 3 p.m. at Holy Name Cathedral for everyone who has ever been a part of the program.
After Mass, the Cardinal invites us all back to his residence for a picnic. What a fun way to spend Sunday in the city.
And additional events are also being planned for the 30th anniversary.
On July 23rd, Father Cusick is leading a talk, Why Should I Go to Church? It's a key question. It's open to all past and present Theology on Tap participants and their children.
Details about additional special events can be found on our website, yamchicago.org, and you can purchase tickets for the August 8th picnic there as well.
Come celebrate 30 years of Theology on Tap with us. Again, details are at yamchicago.org.
Let's keep tapping, and God bless.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Are you Mawusi? Mawusi means in the hands of God, in Ewe, a language of the Ghanaian people.
The Office of Catechesis and Youth Ministry sponsors the annual Mawusi Retreat, celebrating Black Catholic spirituality. This year's retreat focuses on fueling our faith as we reclaim our faithful.
We will examine the fire of evangelization as it pertains to Black Catholic spirituality. Experience robust talks, prayer sessions, Eucharistic adoration, reflective time, and a forum focusing on vocations.
The retreat is designed for adults discerning ministry and lay and religious ministers who serve the Black Catholic community.
Join us at Mawusi Friday, July 30th to Sunday, August 1st at Techne Towers in Techne, Illinois. For additional information, call 312-534-8046 or visit our website, www.catechesis-chicago.org.
That's 312-534-8046 or www.catechesis-chicago.org. Are you Mawusi?
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back into the program, 9:34 in the morning. Wayne Madjars and Father Greg Sakwitz talking mission, as Sister Madge just hook me after I said missions earlier.
Go into the corner, program. Wayne. Take off the headphones. Said face the wall.
Sister Madge, correct me.
When you feel apologetic, come back.
I'll come back. I'm going to do the rest of the show kneeling. Father Ron Lewinsky is with us, and so is Greg Dar. You know, one of the dimensions of your office's work, Sister Madge, is mission education. And we were talking during the break about, and it's come up on this program a number of times, the incredible passion that young people today seem to have at all levels of education, especially from my vantage point at the college level, for service. But service doesn't equal mission, per se. Talk a little bit about maybe that dimension, then we're going to ask the same question to reflect on by Father Ron and Greg, and how mission education is so important in making the future of all this work very bright.
I think mission education is certainly related to service, but the connection has to be made that there is only one mission, God's mission. The church carries out that mission through many kinds of service. And so when young people get involved with service projects, they need to see that connection. They are really participating in God's mission. They're not simply building houses or painting houses or helping people plant gardens or
right.
whatever. They're going there as ambassadors for Christ.
And it's not a leap to make that connection.
Oh, no, not at all.
And along those lines, Greg Dar, Regional Director for Maryknoll Fathers and Brothers Missionaries, are you seeing an increase, decrease in vocations to the religious life for Maryknoll? What's the status? I know in the Archdiocese of Chicago, you know, there's a tremendous shortage of priests, which I know is not only Chicago, but nation, world. Well, I can't say world because in parts of the world, tremendous number of vocations. But what is it like regarding Maryknoll Fathers and Brothers?
Yeah, like many dioceses and religious communities, I mean, we certainly would love to see far more, you know, men and women step forward into mission services, priests, brothers, sisters, and even as lay missionaries. So, you know, the call is there, the invitation is there, and we're certainly welcome to receiving far more than are stepping forward at this time. But at the same time, too, and this relates to mission education, an important part of my personal role with Maryknoll, as well as our role as Maryknollers in general, is that mission education component, that if people, they listen to Christ in their hearts, and if their response to God's call is to become a Maryknoller, wonderful, and we are there to accompany them in that journey. But if their response as a result of our mission education efforts is to respond in service and love, in witness to God's good news in their parish communities, in their diocese, or to step forward into mission service through some other means or organization like parish twinning, short-term mission opportunities, we've done our job.
If I go along those same lines, Father Ron Lewinsky, pastor of St. Mary the Annunciation in Mundelein, that I know as a pastor in the Archdiocese for years, do you find, like regarding the summer mission appeal or any type of appeal you have, but on different levels, I'm talking about financial, prayer, you find people as being receptive to the word?
Yes, I do. As I said earlier, I think it really does touch something deep in the soul. For those who are believers, a desire to want to do something more. And I've often thought in some ways that, you know, amidst all the other ministries we have in a parish, we ought to have a director of mission, someone who acts as a broker, who can sit down with people who say, okay, I have this much time to offer, what can I do to really exercise that mission? Because again, I think sometimes we don't know where to send people or what how to direct their energy. But on the other hand, Greg, I'd like to just share a little story that you know, I think sometimes we ask ourselves, how do we know when it's working, or how do we know when they're catching it? And recently, I had a young couple preparing them for marriage, and we were planning the marriage liturgy. And they said to me, well, now, when will we take up the collection? I said, the collection? And they said, well, yes. And I said, we don't usually do that at a wedding. I mean, why
well,
would
we
will
now. But what a great idea.
Yeah.
You can tell them that's the dollar dance.
But I asked them, why would we take up a collection? And they said, well, we realize that as a married couple, our marriage is more than about ourselves. And so we want the first act of our married life to be a gift to the missions, to those who, to the poor.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, and I mean, I was very touched by that. But I mean, I think that's, and we need maybe more stories or examples of that to say, well, what does it look like when they catch it? You know, how does it, so it's a mission attitude that underlies all of that.
I think that's the real key, Ron. Yeah. That's a mission attitude. We're gonna, we need to bring this segment to a close, but before we leave, Sister Madge, give us a phone number people can learn more about what the work that you do.
It's 312-534-3322.
The number once again.
312-534-3322.
And how about a web?
Website is missions with the S.
Oh, see, now you're going to use the S.
Okay, now we got the S. And Greg, maybe a phone number people could reach you regarding Mary Knoll, Fathers and Brothers of Missionaries.
Sure, that would be great. 773-493-3367. Mm-hmm.
We need to bring the segment to a close. Special thank you to Sister Madge Kerecki, Father Ron Lewinsky, and Greg Darr for joining us here on Catholic Community Faith. And I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Madjars. We'll be back right after a break.
Hello, I'm Lisa Pilato, the Catholic Charities Junior Board Manager, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute. 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. Want to learn more about the Junior Board? Come to our general meeting on July 29th at 6 p.m. at 721 North LaSalle to learn the ropes and get involved. All are welcome. Save the date for these fun Junior Board events this summer. July 31st is our Faith Committee scavenger hunt. Search out some of the pillars of our Catholic faith in Chicago and end with a social fundraiser at Bull and Bear. Raise money for our Loving Outreach to Survivors of Suicide program at the 6th Annual Cubs Outing on August 21st. Tickets are $50 and on sale now on our website. Cruise with us for a good cause on the 8th Annual Boat Cruise on the Innisfree. Music, food, and open bar on August 27th from 7 to 10 p.m. for $65 a ticket. These events are open to all Junior Board members and friends. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. Consider joining our Junior Board. For more information on these events and others, call 312-655-7932 or visit CatholicCharities.net. And of course, stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
Men of Honor is the theme of this year's Totus Tuus Leadership Camp for high school age young men. The camp will be held at the Bishop Lane Retreat Center in Rockford from Sunday, August 8th through Wednesday, August 11th. Come enjoy sports, discussion, daily mass, adoration, and some quiet time for reflection. Go to chicagopriest.com for registration materials or call the Vocations Office at 312-534-2587. That's 312-534-2587. Men of Honor, we'll see you in Rockford.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Madjars. Time in Chicago is 942 on this very hot and humid July day in Chicago. They're talking 105 degrees temperature humidity index, so please be careful. Check on the neighbors I mentioned earlier. Stay indoors. I have to tell my mother, no jogging today. And our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. And with us this last segment, Father Jay Finelli, pastor of Holy Ghost Parish in Tiverton, Rhode Island, is our guest for the segment. And the Catholic New World, its latest issue, featured Father Finelli in a Catholic News Service story. He has a successful iPadre podcast, and now he is making that even more accessible as an iPhone application so that listeners can easily enjoy interviews, news, and music that will help them to grow in their faith. And Wayne, help me out with iPadre and iPhone. What language are we talking?
Father Jay, if you were in the studio, you would have been howling with laughter about 30 seconds before we went on the air with you, because Father Greg picked up a printout of the iPadre web, the homepage off the iPhone, and he looked at it and he said, "Is that a BlackBerry?"
Yeah. So I'll never teach technology, Jay.
So you're on the cutting edge. How did this all start?
Well, it all started back in 1995. I had heard about the Internet through a friend of mine, and her sister was on the Internet. And I said, that's cool. I've got to get on the Internet. And almost immediately, within a week or so, I put a website online. I'd go into a website, I'd look at the background and see the HTML language, and I learned it a little at a time, and that's where it all started.
Okay, so you started on a PC, and then you graduated to a podcast.
Well, yeah, I did all of that. Then I heard about the audio aspect, and when I heard about the beginnings of this Internet, I said, wow, I'd like to do a television show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At the time, that was like flying to the moon, you know? But now what they do on television, what you watch on any major network, you can do right in your own closet or living room or bedroom.
Now, it's interesting. I just moved from St. Mary the Woods to St. Mary's Parish in Evanston, and I brought with me my 1979 stereo and what's it called, 8-track?
That's the one that works. That's the one that works with diesel fuel.
And
oh, father, you need an iPod.
And, oh, that ain't happening anytime soon.
Jay, hold your breath. Well, the thing is, now you were ordained a priest in what year?
1992
for the Diocese of
Providence,
Rhode Island. And the thing is, so a friend of yours in 1995 showed you this thing called the Internet, and on your own, you self-taught yourself all this.
I did. I taught myself how to write a website. At the time, it was you didn't have a program to do it.
I'm glad I could write a homily.
Well, you know, in those days, I was up till 2, 3 in the morning writing these websites, but thank God for technology improving. I can go to bed earlier, you know.
So how do you, let's take a step back, and how do you determine, and where do you start in putting together something like this? And you know, we talked earlier in the program when we were talking about mission, about how do you know it's working. What do you use to gauge whether or not what you're putting on iPadre is actually reaching the number of I would imagine, younger demographics that you would anticipate?
Well, there are a number of the ages range, you know, from young to old, which surprises me, you know. But there are a number of younger people listening. What I do first thing is what I call my studio. It's actually part of my living room in the rectory in the upstairs. I have my Mac, and I have a microphone, and I have a mixer, and I use a program to record it. Now, originally I used a very basic program called GarageBand, but now I've graduated to Ubercaster. I do it like you guys do. You know, somebody hits the buttons to play the music. Well, I do all of that on my computer. And when I'm finished recording it, I press a button, and it puts everything together, and it comes down into one file, an MP3 file. And then I do some work behind the scenes so that I can put plugins into it so that people know what is in that file. Then I upload it to the Internet. And then I go onto my iPadre website, and in the background I have something called WordPress that I can put all of the information on, and I press a button, and it goes live.
Huh. This is fascinating. I mean, I feel like that's a whole different language.
And you're moving, and you're actually now working on an iPod application, or is that already out?
Actually, that's new. Every time I put a new episode out, it automatically goes into the iPod Touch or the iPhone or the iPad.
Huh. And now, Father Jay, what are some of the topics you have thrown out there?
Oh, I do a little of everything. My theme is all things Catholic and then some, because I want them to know that besides being a Catholic priest who loves the faith in the Lord, I have interest outside that, you know, we relax too. We don't just sit in the rectory in our collar all day long. So I go out, I'll do a soundseeing tour. I did one recently at the Shrine of Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha in Fonda, New York. I've done soundseeing tours in Medjugorje and Assisi. And different places, shrines, or different places I'm interested in. And what a soundseeing tour is, I become your eyes, and I become your nose. So I explain to you what I see, what I smell, what I feel. And it makes the person feel like they're present in that place. Another aspect, I'll do interviews. I interviewed my Bishop Thomas Tobin. I interviewed Archbishop Chaput. Recently, Father Brian Bransfield. Dr. Jeremiah Lowney about the Haitian Health Foundation, or I'll talk about a specific topic. I'll talk about the sacraments. I have a courage ministry in my parish, so I interviewed some of the people that come. I talked about moral relativism or the four marks of the church. And then I take feedback. If anybody's interested in, maybe they have a question about something I've talked about, or maybe they have another question that they'd like to hear about. And so I have a phone number they can call, and it's emailed to me.
Now, but how many hours a week do you spend with this type of broadcast?
Well, I'm always thinking of something I can talk about or do on the podcast, but usually on a Sunday night, I'll spend 3 or 4 hours putting the show together, and then it takes me about half an hour to record, and then maybe some post-production, and then I put it online. That'll take a couple of hours right there. So maybe 4 or 5 hours a week I do that, plus, you know, some preparation in between also.
Okay, if you have an iPhone or a computer, it's iPadre is the website, and even now accessible on your iPad and your iPod and your iPhone. We're talking with Father Jay Finelli, who is the pastor of Holy Cross Parish out in Tiverton, Rhode Island. You are listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM, and we'll be right back.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. We're talking with Father Jay Finelli, who is the pastor of Holy Cross Parish in Tiverton, Rhode Island. Father Jay, I just took a picture of Father Sakowitz with my new BlackBerry, which, by the way, I have resisted all of this time, but it's finally enslaved me. And I think we're going to use this picture on the new holy card.
Good.
This came out so amazing. I think I've just resisted this stuff, which is wrong.
Father Jay is the founder of a successful iPadre podcast, and he's now making it even more accessible through the iPhone application. Diane Dunnigan, our producer, slipped us a note during the break, Father Jay, that the Vatican now has launched an iPad application. And an Italian priest has developed an application that will let priests celebrate Mass with an iPad on the altar instead of the regular Roman Missal.
What has this come to? One less page to turn.
Dude, Father Jay, do you ever worry that the technology will get in the way of the message, of what the faith, what the The ability to communicate and reach people, as you mentioned, of all ages, is all about. Is there a danger in all this that we have to be careful we don't cross a certain line or not?
I really don't think so. What I think we have to do is use it as a tool, like everything is. You know, in the beginning, I'm sure there was resistance to radio. There was resistance to television. But I think after we break down the fears, we use it for what we have to use it for, but don't let it become our obsession.
Okay, and how do you respond to? And I'm sure you've had them. How do you respond to a critic out there who might say, "Wait a minute, you know, this is just not the way to do it. It's not the way it should be done. This is just catering to the distractions of the modern world that take us away from our faith and our ability to really connect with who we are."
Well, I'd respond because the Holy Father recently wrote his document for the 44th Annual Communications Day, saying that priests need to get into these new technologies with not only podcasting, video podcasting. He said we should embrace blogging and websites, but he wants it to be something that builds community at the same time. So it's not only a podcast. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on many social networks.
Mm-hmm.
I have all of these people, friends, I have thousands of them, that a good friend of mine said to me, if you go to the bathroom and put it on Facebook, you'll have 100 people respond.
That's amazing.
That's right.
And it's interesting, Jay, is that what you have done is you have taken the technology of today and opened it up, which means this is the world of young people, older people, and you're responding to the world of technology as it is right now.
Yeah. And, you know, I use my iPad to pray the office daily. Now, if I'm in a community group, I'm sure we'd use our breviaries, but actually one time there were three of us priests and a consecrated virgin, and she was the only one using a breviary. Two of us had iPhones, one had a laptop computer, and she had the breviary, and she's looking at us like we're crazy.
Wow, that to me just, I mean, I can't even fathom that. I still use a number two pencil. And I'm happy. And it,
what's next? What do you're obviously a pretty entrepreneurial guy, and you've launched something here that's really exciting and is reaching a lot of people. But where do you see this going next? What have you thought about as potentially the next dimension of what you're doing with iPadre?
You know, I've got to see where the geeks go. You know, yeah. People like Steve Jobs and them. What do they invent that let us do something more?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because guys like him are real visionaries. Who would have thought that we'd carry around this little thing that looks like a box, a cigarette box, that carries all of our music, that's our telephone, that has video, and that we can communicate through other means? Who would have imagined that 5-10 years ago?
I remember probably about 25 years ago, a friend of the family worked for Motorola here in Chicago, and he had brought over to a family party what at the time was one of the first cellular telephones to come off the line at Motorola. This thing probably weighed 6 pounds. It was the size of a small briefcase, and you could barely with two hands hold it up to your ears, and you had to go outside in order to get a connection. And you are exactly right, because it's amazing what you can do, and not only what you can do, but the size that you need to carry around in order to do it.
Yeah. You know what I'm waiting for? They just came out with the iPhone 4.
Yes.
I'm waiting for the iPhone T, so I can press a button, like I can pop from here to Chicago and be in the studio, you know?
Probably not far off.
Beam me up, Scotty. I'm used to that. We need to bring this program to a close. We're going to thank in a very special way Father Jay Finelli, pastor of Holy Ghost Parish in Tiverton, Rhode Island.
Give us your website before we leave.
It's www.ipadre.net.
Once again.
iPadre, iPadre.net.
And want to thank, Jay, this has been phenomenal. And plus, you do all this, plus you are a pastor. How many families in your parish in Rhode Island?
There are about 2,000 families.
Okay, so God
thank
bless
God
you.
You answered that. I thought you were going to say you had a virtual parish.
That too.
So I want to thank Father Jay Finelli. I want to thank in a very special way, what have you been, co-host? Wayne Madjars. Vice President, Chief of Staff of Lyle University. Great job with our producer, Diane Dunnigan. Great job with the engineer. Today is Jim Dish. Also want to remind people that the Cardinal's pastoral visit to Cuba, the 10th anniversary of the Office for Racial Justice, and the Stanley Cup's trip to a southwest suburban parish, please watch Channel 7 this Sunday, Sanctuary, 11:30 a.m. hosted by Father Greg Sacco.
And you can see great program. Father Greg's new haircut. That's the most exciting portion of the show.
Mom got new Tupperware.
Right, that's right.
And to all our listeners, God bless all of you. Again, be careful of the weather. It's very hot out there, talking today and tomorrow. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless all of you. Stay cool.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.